You know, I wanted to play, but it didn't happen. So hopefully we'll play tomorrow. I'm feeling, you know, I'm feeling healthy. You know, it's just I'm still trying to find my way in the home plate. But every day I feel better. I think when I get back up there, you know, I'm feeling healthy, and I'm gonna find a way to have good at bats and have good success in the play. So, you know, I'm not worried. I think my approach in the play is really good. It's been really good, actually. I've been hitting the ball pretty good in the minor leagues, and I'm just looking forward to get back and help the team. I want to get there. I'm anxious to get there and contribute to the team. You know, they're playing really well right now. I'm just, you know, it's a lot of crazy stuff, you know, happening with the injuries and stuff. So I'm really looking forward to get back and just help the team as much as I can.
So you won't stay here to play tomorrow, right?
I'm not sure. That's what I'm, you know, but if they ask me, I'd rather go and play in New York tomorrow. I never had that in my mind. If I'm just going to go out there and do my thing, you know, do what I know I can do. And I can tell you right now, I'm not 100% on my timing, but with the adrenaline, I might be, you know, tomorrow. So it's just a matter of just being there and just let it go, you know. But right now, I feel pretty good. We're a family, you know, our team. You know, we were really close together. So, you know, seeing guys, you know, getting injured like I was, you know, seeing David Wright getting hurt today, Dickey, you know, hurt us because, you know, that's one of the biggest guys in our team. So we just have to keep battling, and hopefully when Johan gets back and hopefully David, when he gets back, you know, we're not too far behind, and we can start playing a lot better and maybe, you know, be in the race. But, you know, it's unfortunate what's happening right now, but we just have to keep battling. You know, those things happen. I personally think that, you know, my teammates handle the situation really well. You know, they didn't pay attention to the comments. You know, I think everybody's going through a tough situation, even the organization. So, you know, things are going to happen like that. But, you know, they really handle everything well. I think the owners have reached, you know, some of the guys and talked to them. So, you know, I think it was more like misunderstanding or miscommunication, because I know Fred and Jeff, and they're not that kind of people. I mean, that's the beauty of this game, you know, when a lot of things happening, you know, throughout the course of the year, and that's how it make you, you know, if you're professional enough, you know how to get them out of the clubhouse. And we've done pretty good lately. You know, a lot of negativity going on, you know, the last couple of years, maybe 3 years ago, and we still, you know, play, you know, close to 500. So I think it's a negative season, but somehow you got to make it a positive season, because with all the negativity going on, we was able to still be able to win some games. So I think we're going to be fine. We're going to be just fine. Exactly. You know, it's a new opportunity. I'm, you know, nice and fresh. I cannot put pressure on myself, because that's what happened when I was going in a slump. You know, I was playing hurt. I was going through a tough time at the plate. If I put pressure on me, it's only going to get worse. I just have to, you know, be relaxed. Trust what I can do, trust what I've done before, and I'll be fine. You're going to go through ups and downs. It's just a matter of knowing yourself and stay within yourself. And if you prepare yourself well, it's going to happen. It's going to happen, you know, it's going to be, you're going to be okay. So that's the way I feel right now.